Wedgedom, a professional photographer here in Colorado. Welcome to another one of my photo chats. So sometimes you just have to get out of Dodge. And if you're driving a Plymouth, you have to get out of your Plymouth. No, I'm kidding. Sometimes you just got to get away from your hometown and go somewhere new to see new things. I have a friend who takes road trips down to areas outside of our local area. He'll drive 3 or 4 hours to some interesting town like Cripple Creek or Victor and down to Pueblo. These are all places that aren't real nearby, but they're doable in a long day trip. And he goes and makes photographs. And there's something about going and seeing a different place. And if you have the ability to go spend a night and go travel someplace several hours away or a few states away, great. If you can fly somewhere, great. But even if you just take a road trip for 3 hours, getting up early in the morning and getting somewhere for breakfast at 9 a.m. in a little faraway town, spending the day photographing, walking around, poking through antique and junk stores like I like to do, taking photographs, meeting people, and then giving yourself the time to create, but then also go home and you spend one long day, several hours on the road, maybe stopping along the way, and you created a little road trip that created photographs. And the photographs are special because you got to look at things that you don't ordinarily see. You get to see things with fresh eyes, and it sometimes takes fresh eyes to get out of your hometown where you know every fire plug and mailbox and tree, and you don't even notice them anymore. But a fire plug and a mailbox and a tree in a faraway town suddenly looks a little different. And it's a great little getaway, something you can do by yourself or with somebody. But the idea is, whether you go far or near, if you get out of your circle of where you usually spend your time, it'd be interesting to see what you create. All right, that's today's photography talk. If you're enjoying these, hit the subscribe button. I'll be back next time. We'll talk more photography. As always, here's the good light. Just one quick reminder that we need photographers to contribute to the Wise Photo Project, and we need photographers from around the world. So if you are one, please join us. Find out information and what it's all about at thewisephotoproject.com. Thanks.